The majority of Colorado's most deadly and devastating wildfires have occurred in the last decade. Figures also show that the frequency of wildfires is increasing each year. Tom Zwirlin is a finance professor at the University of Colorado, Colorado Springs. He says the cost of a wildfire varies radically.
The more we intrude upon the forests, the more of an economic impact that the fires are going to have.
The state is trying to grapple with the fact that more and more people are moving into the wildland-urban interface, commonly called the WUI. Some lawmakers have called for a building ban in certain parts of the state, but a legislative committee studying wildfires wasn't willing to propose a statewide building code. Bob Eichem is with the city of Boulder.
So it's going to be an ongoing policy debate. There are many places that have enforce new rules, new regulations. Others say, you know, leave it alone, government. You're on your own.
Lawmakers are proposing a tax credit to help people pay for fire mitigation. The state also wants to give counties more authority to require tree removal in fire-prone regions. Professor Zwirlin says mitigation can mean the difference between a house burning down or remaining intact. But he thinks homeowners will continue to pay a price for living in the WUI.
The cost of insuring a home is going to increase. The insurance companies are taking a close look at the disasters that have occurred in Colorado over the last several years. Premiums are just, in general, going to rise over time.
Zwirlin says the 2002 Hayman fire is still the state's most expensive to date, at a cost of $200 million. Still, with fires, floods, and droughts, it's difficult to assess the economic losses. Businesses aren't required to report them, and it takes a long time for communities to determine how much sales taxes are hurt. Bob Eichem urges towns and cities to be cautious as they recover.
Because you need to separate it and say, these are ongoing revenues that are going to match our ongoing costs. We're going to use those one-time monies to pay for one-time costs, such as pay-as-you-go capital infrastructure refinancing. And that is where cities and communities have really have to start learning how to separate the types of funds they get coming in.
And it's not just wildfires. The Department of Agriculture says September's floods, coupled with several years of drought, will force farmers and ranchers to take a hit. Ron Carlton is with the Colorado Department of Agriculture. He says long-term, the state is most worried about making sure farmers and ranchers have enough water. The state's population is projected to double in the next 20 years.
That's going to put enormous pressures on water and agricultural land. We're already looking at projected gaps between supply and demand in all of our basins and how we're going to meet those needs and continue to ensure that we have productive agricultural lands. Without taking water off the land is going to be, you know, a real challenge.
Many of these issues are expected to come up during next year's legislative session, which begins in January, although no one anticipates solutions anytime soon. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Capitol coverage is funded by Pikes Peak Center, Colorado Springs, presenting an evening with Garrison Keillor, the ambassador for Lake Wobegon. Tickets now on sale at all Tickets West locations or PikesPeakCenter.com.